Hello and welcome to Argue the Toss. I'm Shella.
And I'm James.
And together we're arguing the toss
the
about...
the things that really matter in games.
So, welcome to episode 2. Thanks for coming back.
No worries.
If you have.
I'm glad we made it this far.
Yes. We haven't been banned from the airwaves
yet.
Oh,
brilliant.
So, this week's episode is about game crushes. So, games characters that we've had crushes in one way or another on. Had crushes on in one way or another. So, yeah. So, what do you think about that? We were almost discussing before the show even started what constitutes a crush.
Well, like, the thing is that I don't know, I kind of just took my own personal thing in that crush is more like a relationship kind of thing, where it's more about the person and, like, a more emotional thing rather than, oh, you know, I want to have sex with this person or whatever. So I kind of took it to be a bit more about the personal qualities.
The character, yeah. I think so. Well, because it's kind of hard with games, especially older games where the graphics maybe aren't so hot or they just look a bit weird. You know, there's that sort of uncanny valley thing going on where it makes it hard to have like an actual physical kind of crush
on
them.
Well, that never stopped me and my friends, so...
Okay then. So that's just me. So, do you want to start with your gaming crush?
Yeah.
Number one.
Oh, my one. It's the kind of thing, like, I would marry this person if she were real. I really would. And it's actually... It's funny enough, it's from a Rockstar game as well, which people aren't probably going to see coming. And it's Bonnie McFarlane from Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, how familiar are you with her as a character?
Yeah, I loved Red Dead.
Yeah. And so, like...
She's strong and independent and stuff.
Well, the thing is that what I like about her is she's so rounded. She's, like... It's the fact that she's really just absolutely wonderfully compassionate because she saved John right at the beginning of the game. She's the one who gets the whole plot going at the beginning. You know, she's really kind, has got a sense of humour, you know, is always joking around, and is always just there for people, like, and yet she's got this whole weight on her shoulders, like, with having to help, you know, her mum is just out of the picture for whatever reason, we don't really go into it, but, you know, she really steps up, and she literally does absolutely everything. She, like, does ranching, she makes tea, she, you know, she...
She probably bakes, we just didn't get to see it.
Yeah, exactly. I think those are the two ends of the spectrum, ranching and making tea.
Was it tea or was it coffee?
Oh, I didn't look that carefully, but I'm going with tea because that's the drink I like the most. But the thing is that, you know, just in those, she just felt really human, and she was just really sweet, and she's a bit feisty, and that's just really attractive for me personally.
Yeah.
And she just had so much personality to her, and, you know, and
yeah,
she was a rock star character. Yeah, she was just absolutely lovely, and I just kind of was a little bit in love with her. It was quite nuts. So if someone could help me realise my dream in real life, then I would pay a lot of money. So.
Okay, if there are any Bonnies out there...
Yeah, any Bonnie McFarlanes who are like the one in Red Dead...
Specifically,
contact me after...
Not just any old Bonnie.
Yeah, contact me after the show and we'll sort something out. Anyway, that's my first gaming crush. How about yours, Shella?
Probably the most significant one. Well, you see... Yeah, it does count, because is Kaden Alenko from Mass Effect, Mass Effect Trilogy, which apparently after I finished the game, like, most people hated Kaden. There was this thing, I read this blog post from this woman who also, she saved Kaden, because there's the choice where you can save Ashley or you can save Kaden, and apparently the stats, Kaden's stats for being saved weren't very good.
Yeah.
And John Breeden, our editor, he hated Kaden.
Yeah.
He's like, God, I hated that guy, he was so whiny. whiny and blah, blah, blah. I was like, what? Because my whole Mass Effect game was about, because after episode one, when I come back at the beginning of episode two and I'm working for basically the other side put me back together, kind of like the bionic man.
Mm.
And Caden hates that and he kind of breaks up with me. And I was so gutted that basically my whole reason for being as Shepherd was to win Caden back.
I like how...
It's like everything was about winning Caden back. Because, oh my God, I was gutted. And then you'd go back to your room and there'd be like a picture of him on the desk and stuff.
I find that strangely funny that you couldn't avoid rejection even in the sanctity of a video game.
I know. He was just like, and it was so harsh. He was so harsh. It's like, but Caden, he's like, no, it's not the same. And so then right towards the end, I was like, he was kind of warming. He was back in the picture because he was kind of out of the picture for almost the whole of episode two. Mm. And so I was like, oh, my God, this is so bad. And so I didn't even try to date anybody else. I was just like, I just couldn't.
You're so devoted. That's brilliant.
I was. So I was just like, I just can't do that to Caden. So,
oh, that's great. That's brilliant.
So it got to, like, the sort of... You know, I was out to save the universe and everything, but ultimately I had to save my relationship with Caden. Like, the universe, okay, yeah, that's important and everything, but...
Not the universe.
Yeah, exactly. And I was so pleased when, yeah, I managed to get that back together.
Yay!
I managed to do it! So that's how good that. I think that's testament to the Mass Effect games, that they were just that awesome.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. You don't have to guess that I saved Ashley, to be fair.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I did have a little crush on her as well, to be fair, so that's an extra one I'm throwing in there. But
yeah. There were quite a few in the Mass Effect. There was that other guy who was like, yeah, there was like the lizard guy or something. Yeah, that you meet in two, and he was...
Yeah, I've forgotten his name now.
Yeah.
The green guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like really agile and stuff.
And he was like everyone's favourite character.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah.
But I messed it up with him, so that would probably have been the only thing that could have taken me away from Caden, but yeah, I'm glad I didn't.
It was a green lizard man.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't sully my relationship with Caden and for a dalliance with him. So, what about your...
I mean, to be fair, like, I'm going much more on the kind of emotional thing, because if I wanted to gush over women characters, I can do that without having to put any real thought into it. Yeah. I mean, this one probably won't surprise you, and I did kind of say it. I mean... It's kind of like a half crush, if that makes sense, because the character's 18 and I'm kind of 25, so that's a bit, I don't know, I'm kind of more into girls who are my own age or older. But, like, if I was kind of like 19, 20, I would have such a huge crush on Max from Life is Strange. Like, unbelievable.
Okay. Is that the main, character?
Yeah, she's the main character. And it's mainly just because, it's really quite funny, because someone must have gone into my mind and just gone, yeah, this is exactly the type of woman you like in your life, and basically... Well, that's the thing, is that
She's sweet.
Well, that's the thing, she's really geeky, which is like, oh, that's like such a kind of... Oh, man, that's such a... Yeah, definitely. But, like, she doesn't dress up like fancy, she just wears a hooded top, a t-shirt... jeans and Converse, and that is my type of woman. Like, I'm not making this up. I find that absolutely alluring for some reason. You know, and she's just really creative, intelligent, and is kind of, you know, she's got her own kind of insecurities, but really wants to help people and wants to do the best that she can. So, and yeah, she's an arty geek like me, so I would, if I was If I was at her college, I would be doing my very best to ask her out and just see where I could get with it. Yeah, she is. She's an absolutely sweet character. Absolutely lovely.
Yeah, she is a sweet character.
Yeah. So that's my second crush.
Okay, my second crush. Because I've got two more. So I'll do it quickly. My second one.
Hogging all the men, Shella.
Yes. I couldn't drop one of these, so I'll do my second one is Ezio from Assassin's Creed.
This was coming.
Yeah, well, he was, because before Ezio, I hadn't really even thought about it, about, you know, having crushes on characters, but he was just really charismatic, and just everything you wanted an Italian Lothario to be, and, you know, with his like cloak off one shoulder and everything, and he just like completely ticked all the boxes, and I was just like, wow, he's kind of hot. And I'd kind of tried to think about it, you know, at the peak of the Tomb Raider, kind of Lara Croft was on Lucozade adverts and, you know, in sort of men's magazines, and I was trying to think of an equivalent, and there really wasn't one. And so I was quite pleased when Ezio came along, and it did. There was some like man candy for, you know, men or women who wanted to do that.
That's fair enough.
So Ezio.
Ezio. Yeah. I thought part of it must be the accent when you said that.
Not particularly. Oh, I just thought he was just like a good swashbuckling kind of hero, so just everything. I mean, he did the whole thing. He did balconies into women's bedrooms and stuff. It was hooray!
That's totally not creepy.
It's not. He probably had a rose between his teeth and everything.
Oh, right, okay.
It's cliche, not creepy.
Oh, okay. So he's like an Italian.
It's different when it's an Italian balcony.
Ah, right, yeah, of course.
As opposed to your block of council flats in Putney.
Putney could be romantic.
Yeah.
I'll give it a try. But so he's like an Italian Errol Flynn, really, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, without being quite so cheesy. Yeah. It's not quite so cheesy. And as he got older, then he turned into the Silver Fox and everything, he just got better and better. He was kind of like George Clooney, who was better at the end than he was at the beginning.
Oh, that's how I kind of feel about Helen Mirren, but that's for another day.
Yeah. So do we have time for one more? We've got
In that case, if we're going for eye candy, or kind of ear candy as well for me. I don't know. It's kind of cheap, but the Catwoman from Arkham City.
I can't remember.
Selina Kyle, just because like that's the thing. She's such a tease. Like it's just.
Okay. She's what Catwoman should be. Catwoman's just awesome.
Yeah, she is.
Unless she's Halle Berry.
Because that makes more sense, to be fair. But, you know, she's just so sexy, sassy. She knows it. And, you know, she just drives me absolutely nuts when I was playing that game.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because she'd sort of say things like, she'd like, I'm lost, boys. Can anyone help a girl? And I'd be like, that would be, you know, I'd get myself very worked up in that case. But,
like, yeah, I can help you. I can so help you, Catwoman.
Damn straight. But...
And on that note,
and then,
I'll leave my third one for another day, because we're about out of time.
And I'll quickly mention, a quick gay crush would be Joel from The Last of Us, because why not? Look at that beard, brilliant.
Anyway. Okay, yeah, he does do a good beard, and we are in epic beard times, so...
This is the beard times. So anyway, that is all from us this time, and stick with us for some more arguing.
And let us know your crushes.
Yep, and we shall see you soon.